Well, hello, people. It's been quite some time. This is Charnel, and I'm back. Oh, my goodness. So, remember, the last episode was in 2020. It is now the end of 2023. And I was talking about soulship and how I thought I had found my soulmate. Well, unfortunately, our relationship took a rocky turn for the worse. There was some physical abuse, which we were able to overcome. And we got back together, and we spent about 18 days together, with him promising not to drink alcohol or divulge in any of the other activities that was leading him to be the way he was acting, which was not his character, because he was a really nice guy, really great guy. But unfortunately, December 23rd, 2020, me and him had a wonderful day together, went fishing, went out to eat. I made him breakfast in bed. I went to the grocery market, and then eventually we went to go get some gas. And this young man, out of nowhere, decided that he wanted to shoot people that day. So he ended up shooting Ronnie, and Ronnie died that day. And he shot me as well, in my neck and my back. Really didn't feel it. I was numb to the pain of my own injuries. My afflictions were completely mental on losing this man who I felt like was my everything at that time. And being that we had just went through the incident with him being violent towards me, there was a lot of backlash from my family and his family as well, because, you know, they don't know me like that. They're thinking maybe I had something to do with it. My family's like, well, you should be glad he did, because I wonder if he would have hit you again. And I'm like, I'm not thinking about none of that. I just can't even believe this happened. You know, like, it was just like the worst day of my life. And so pretty much spent the last 3 years in pretty deep, dark depression, functioning, you know, still operating my salon, still trying to participate in business functions and be an active member of society. But for real, I ain't really been right in the head. I didn't seek any type of counseling. Previously, I had an incident where my daughter's father had committed suicide, and I tried counseling. And first thing they want to do is put you on a bunch of medications. And I just knew that I was not mentally strong enough to deal with the side effects of the medications, because some of them will make you kill yourself. And I was so severely depressed and feeling like, you know, and I don't like to say that lightly, but at that moment I kind of wanted to lay down on the ground and die with him. Like, I really did. Like, I did not want to be here without him. So I just had to learn how to survive and you know, get myself together so I could be a better parent to my children, a better business owner, a better friend. I lost some friends along the way, quite a few people I've known for years. You know, maybe I did something to offend them or said something. You know, I was drinking a lot. I don't know, but I feel like if you was really my friend and you saw what I was going through, anything I said or did at that time, we could have had a conversation, whether we rectified it or not. At least let's have a conversation. People didn't even give me that benefit of the doubt. It was just no contact. They still was being my friend on social media. But my thing is, if you're not my friend in real life, why would I continue to let you peek into my life? Like, you being entertained by my pain. So I blocked and deleted a lot of people. And I don't plan on reaching back out to them or ever having a relationship with them again. Because if you can desert me at, like, my lowest point, then there's no need for you to ever be in my life again. Fast forward 2020, 21. I probably tried to start dating again too soon. In my weird way of communicating with Ronnie while he was gone, I thought I heard him say, you know, move on, you know, keep moving forward, you know, go on a date, whatever. So I went back on the dating apps. I tried to meet some people. Oh my God, when I tell you, all these men is crazy. They users, they bipolar, they schizophrenic. They act like, I mean, they don't have nowhere to live. They don't have a car. They might have a small job that, you know, don't really pay no bills. They want you to buy their weed, buy their drink. If you find one, they got some money to buy some drink and some weed, which I don't even smoke. Then they want to talk to you crazy, call you out your name, be disrespectful, call you stupid, try to make you feel like you less than them. That's a part of the cycle of abuse to keep you in check. So that was 2021. Dated about 2 or 3 or 4, I can't remember. People who all fit into this demonic box of trying to belittle me. And in the beginning of us talking, I never even was like that interested in them. They pursued me until they wore me down. And then once I was interested in them, they dogged the shit out of me. So that was unfortunate. And move on to 2022. Well, in 2021, I was in a really bad car accident. So I was finally trying to get my stuff back on track. And I had bought myself a car in 21 for my birthday. And I already had a truck. It was the truck that Ronnie bought me, actually. And went to the casino one night. I did pretty good, but I didn't know when to quit. Played the money back, stayed too long when I left. Got on the Lodge Freeway. Somebody hit me doing like 80 miles an hour, knocked me from Grand River to 94. Totaled my truck. And I pretty much thought at that point, like, okay, girl, you done been shot at your neck, your back, beat within the inch of your life. And now you flying down the Lodge with no way to stop the car. You'll have no control. It's over. You out of here. But God didn't see it that way. So I really started at that point trying to figure out what is my purpose. That was really like a breaking point for me. But I still wanted some companionship. So I met a young man in 2021 at the end of 2021. Which would have been on the actual date, 1 year anniversary of Ronnie getting murdered. So he had some issues where he had lost a family member. So we kind of trauma bonded. And we was having fun. We was going on dates. But he kept making sure I knew, like, this is not a relationship. And I'm just not used to that. I've been somebody's wife. You know, I've always been in committed, long-term relationships, not just friends with benefits. Like, that's just not my thing. So I was trying to go with the flow, but you know, the longer we was around each other, the more we was doing stuff that was relationship based. Like, you see, I'm cooking, cleaning, you ain't, all of a sudden you don't got no car, I'm driving you to work, I'm picking you up from work, you need help with your phone bill, you need help with your rent. Oops. But we don't go together. This is just not working for me. It's definitely working for you, though. So, eventually, he came out of the same demonic box as the other 3 to 4 individuals from the prior year, even though we stayed talking for, like, majority of 22. By my birthday of 22, I realized this is not working for me. And it's time for me to shut down shop and just be by myself. Whatever it is that I'm looking for in these men, I'm not going to find it, and I need to work on myself. So ship has definitely crashed since 2020. So if you listen to that last podcast, I'm in a completely different headspace, And this is just part one of Soul Ship Crash. Parts 2 through 4 will be coming soon. Thanks for tuning in. I missed you guys. Have a blessed one.